This is 89.1 KMUW. Up now on Your Move, KMUW commentator Sam McConnell says the new installment in an ever-growing video game series is doing things a little bit differently this time.
Pokémon is Nintendo's perennial handheld game series, releasing on practically all of Nintendo's portable game systems. The games have mostly been withheld from the home console market, but with Nintendo merging their home and handheld systems with the Switch, it was just a matter of time before we finally got our first new main series Pokémon title that can be played on a TV. The games are released as a pair, as is customary for the series, Pokémon Sword and Pokémon Shield. As anticipated as the game has been for Pokémon fans, it's probably also the most controversial. The biggest sticking point is what they're calling Dexit. You see, the first game famously had 151 different monsters to catch. Its sequel added 100, and each subsequent game added dozens more. Today, there are 891 distinct Pokémon. Well, the developers of this game thought this was unsustainable, and so in Sword and Shield, only 400 Pokémon are available, cutting the roster by over half. This doesn't bother me too much, even though some of my favorites were culled. I think it makes sense to have a rotating cast of current Pokémon instead of the ever-growing full list. This really brings the focus to the new monsters in the game, which I think are some of the most creative and best designed the series has seen in years. I'm probably the most excited I've been while playing a Pokémon game in over a decade. The game isn't hard, the battles are actually quite a lot easier than they were in previous titles, but the world-building and scale in this game more than make up for it. For KMUW, I'm Sam McConnell.
You can hear from Sam every other Thursday on KMUW. You can find all of his Your Move game reviews and commentaries, along with all of our special features and commentaries, at KMUW.org.